James Melville, who was a diplomat in his own right, was there in Edinburgh, and he heard Knox preach. And he said at first he started out with a low tone, and I'm paraphrasing here. But then he began to thunder so much that I thought he would fly out of the pulpit. And he said, my hands began to shake, and I could not even take notes. This is a diplomat. This is not some little kid. This is a man of note who was a diplomat in France, and he thundered from the pulpit in such a way. And Knox saw himself as a trumpet. He was the trumpet blast. You know, the first blast of the trumpet, he actually had the second blast outlined. He never published it. But he saw himself as a trumpet. And in that sermon I mentioned earlier, when he went to Stirling, you remember the people were so down at heart because the queen had won a battle? And they said it was as if that Knox's words were more powerful than 1,000 trumpets going on for, I think, weeks. And they were so rattled and encouraged by his words. And he saw himself as the trumpet of God's truth, not a writer. This is what Knox himself said. He knew he wasn't John Calvin. He didn't have his intellect, but he knew he had to stand in the gap.